Hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul, I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him! Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward, this is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him! Beach bars of life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution with only a few minutes. My sentiments is acting, everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we land. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But not out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days with the sunshine in it. Good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot, go with it. Keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paint better. The fix is in and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned in to The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on Sirius XM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl, Nice Gamble in the building, checking right on in. Time to wake up, y'all.
Happy 4th of July, good people.
You know that's right. Happy Independence Day to each and every one of you all around the world. Thank you for all of those of you who fight for our freedom, who have fought for our freedom, and, you know, those who have retired fighting for our freedom. God bless you. Hope you're celebrating today.
Yeah, we definitely hope you're celebrating. We definitely hope you know, everybody's hanging out with family today. I pray. I know it's up early, 3 o'clock on the West Coast and, you know, 6 a.m. on the East Coast here. But, you know, for all the real ladies who really know how to burn a little bit, you know, I just feel a green bean spirit, you know, just baked bean spirit and just a macaroni and cheese spirit in my everything, you know what I'm saying? And all my true men out there already getting that grill, you know what I'm saying, scrubbed off. Everybody know, you know, that's one thing we don't play with. You know, when it comes holiday times for the men who really do grill, First thing you do, listen, you get up early, you clean your grill off. You want the racks cleaned off. Mm. You want the inside of that barrel cleaned off before you put your coals in there. Mm. You don't want none of that dust or nothing messing with your meat. You want good, clean food today. It's the holidays. I pray that everybody's up and preparing to have a great day. Because it takes preparation, Dice. I think sometimes downplay the preparation.
Not me. No. Every holiday we prepare well along before the holiday. In any real faith-filled household, you're preparing for these meals all year long. Whether it's you catching those plates on sale, those napkins on sale, them forks or whatever, the containers, the meat you putting in the freezer. I mean, some of y'all about that life. You freezing cheeses. You doing everything because you already know. We're going to eat this. We're going to need it. We're going to use it. You getting butter on sale, freezing it. Like you're like, nah. Holidays coming when we will be ready. So now we prepare around these parts. The kingdom prepares. Okay. We ain't getting caught out there. We ain't getting caught out there. We ready.
That's good. Listen, our spiritual detox today, Dice, a special one. You know, we're going to get somebody, you know, super talented lady on the line today, ain't we?
You know what? First of all, shout out to you, Shamia. I don't know if you guys are following her, but if you want to laugh, if you want some music, if you want some encouragement, you guys need to be following her. And today is just a super, super honor to have her on the line. And you guys want to tell someone, make sure you tune on in to hear her story. It's amazing. And she's about to be all over y'all TV screen if y'all don't even have her on there right now. So you want to keep it locked here for all the details. Don't miss it.
Yeah, please don't sleep on our sis. She's doing powerful things. So that's going to be exciting. And listen, our real talk, come on. We just having some fun today. It's 4th of July. Like I said, I know y'all getting up. I know y'all getting that food ready. So we just going to talk about the holiday. We're going to talk about Independence Day.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some family, events that we like to do, festivals and fireworks and please, but listen, let's be very clear. We've been talking about it. Please make sure y'all watching y'all kids. No, they ain't, Jice, stop it. They're not cleaning the street up. That's for the street sweepers. That's why you have city employees that do those jobs. That's not happening. So you can pray all you want. That ain't gonna happen. I'm telling you, every hood you ride through, you got to weave. It's a weave. It's a weave situation. Yeah, yeah. You bring the trucks out on 4th of July. You leave the sedans at home. You bring because in case you got to hit that curb one time. You got to hit that curb. You hit the curb, you come back. That's all it is. Listen, you know what the routine is.
Yeah, you would not be respected tonight driving through anybody's street, especially in the hood. The fireworks are going off, and they're not picking up the ones that they done burnt. So, please take your beater out or your truck out. Do not take your Lamborghini or your McLaren or whatever you're trying to ride through the hood. Don't do it. Tonight's not the night.
No, it's not the night. But everybody be safe. Please be safe. Yeah. 94th again, everybody be safe. We're going to talk about the 4th of July. We're going to talk about some good fun family things we want to do today. And we got a lot of good music for y'all. Let's get into it. Of course, you know our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. Let's get it. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in. And we're back. You're tuned into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry right here on Sirius XM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. And today's guest, guys, listen, we are kicking it with this spiritual detox segment with somebody who is absolutely amazing. Some of you are already following her everywhere that she is. Some of you have already heard her voice and you might not know who she is. But today we are going to talk to the phenomenal writer, producer, singer, I'm going to put rapper in there just because artist extraordinaire, Miss Shamia Crawford.
Yes.
Welcome to The Fix, sis.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, thank you for spending time with us today. I am beyond excited. Like I was telling you kind of off air, I was like, man, I was watching some of your videos and I was dying laughing. And shout out to ATL, all things ATL, because I'm super proud of the A. That's where my family's from. So listen, let's get into this right here. Listen, if you can, let's jump into your faith story, your faith journey. Like, give us a picture of what that looks like, how you've gotten from where you were to now.
Well, I am a PK, so I was born into the gospel, if you will. And so my dad has been a Baptist pastor for over 20 years. And so my introduction to God was through music, really. Jesus Loves Me was the first song I ever learned. And so I was always singing in the choir and leading in the choir, whatever the songs were. And my dad was, he's also a musician. So everything gospel, the Winans, the Clarks, all the choir music, that was really my introduction to who God was. And then I had my personal relationship where I just wanted to go after the things of God even more. I found myself accepting salvation when I think I was in middle school. I had one of those like mentees who scared the life out of us at a sleepover. She was like, "What if you died tonight?
You gonna go to hell.
And you gonna go to hell." You listen, girl. I was so Sunday came around. We got to church. I was in the choir. And my friends were going down. And I was like, "Oh God, my friends are gonna be in heaven. I'm gonna be in hell." So I said, "You know what? Let me go down." So you know, for me, it was just I wanted to make sure I was right.
Right.
In the face of God and before God. So, you know, it's been a journey. And you know, life has been lifing, since then, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I will say that I'm still hanging in there. I still trust God. And I believe, you know, even through the things that I share online, I still try to be a light and representation of, you know, who I call my savior.
You do. You really, really do. And, like I said, for those of you listening who you don't really know, you definitely need to get over to all of her pages and check out some of the videos. I was listening to some really encouraging things that you had posted. And I had a question. I was like, are these inspired from the things that you've gone through? Or are you intentionally trying to inspire people?
It's a bit of both. Mm-hmm. I actually have a song called Worry Don't Worry Me that I penned back in 2019. And I had like a lot of anxiety. I suffered with anxiety. And I had some things going on in my life, and I was just like completely stricken with fear, and everything was just taking over my mind, and I was having like heart flutters, and I ended up in the hospital because I was like, what's going on with me? They ran all the tests, and the doctor was like, it's just stress. So, and I had, you know, for me, I had to do the work. And so even anything that I write, because I penned the song Worry Don't Worry Me, to declare that it would not take my life, because stresses take us out all the time, and it's literally just mental to physical. It transfers, and so it takes us out of here, and that's not what God wants for us. So everything that I do, everything that I pen is normally from experience. And it's like, if I overcame, you can too. And so let me share with you how that's done. So yeah, that's me.
Well, I appreciate you for sharing that and definitely being transparent. And there's no way that I would have ever guessed that you suffer from any type of anxiety or fear. Because you are absolutely bold in everything that, I mean, it's just in your face. You know, that's just pretty much how you are. And I love that. But you said something I don't want to skip past. You said, I had to do the work.
Oh, yes.
So for you, you being a creative, you can write, you know how to get away and have those moments where you can pour out. But for people who don't have that creative, ability, what are some of the other ways that you kind of like manage your mental health? The things that you have to combat when it's time to be fully who you are, and you're like, man, you know what I mean? How do I get past this? Do you have any type of regimen or any tips or anything for anybody?
I will say that sweating of any kind has been helpful, whether I'm just outside in this heat. Lord, it's been hot. But I mean, a sauna, something that helps you kind of physically get that out, exercising. Mm-hmm. For me, I try to find something that's going to make me happy. I like to laugh, so I watch some comedy. But I'll say listening to motivational speeches and sermons on a consistent basis is all about environment and, trying to stay tunnel vision with what things you need to be fed, because we're fed so much. And I've said before, like, we have our phones, and before, there was a time where the internet was the internet and life was life. Now everything is combined. And so we have access to so many things that can deter us and, make us want to give up. And so it's like even disconnecting from that. But still, if you have to have something, I'd really try to stay connected to motivational things and encouraging things. And I read Joel Osteen books, and I just got into the Chip and Joanne story. And I'm just like, this is so inspiring. So things like that. And just trying to live life, even, the fact that I have children, I try to live life through them, and my children are so appreciative of the smallest of things. And those moments for me, I'm like, thank you, Lord, because this is a bigger picture, and it allows me to realize, it's the small blessings that we have to always be grateful for, the stuff that we don't always see as a big deal because we're used to it. It's the smallest of things that we have to, be grateful for and realize our lives could be worse. But we're here. Like, God gave us another day.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Listen, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Every single day. No, that's really amazing. And I'm not going to fly past the fact you have children either, because I'm a creative, and mercy. Listen. When you have a family, Lord, what you think you're going to get done in a day, you thought wrong. And so I wanted to ask you though, what has God shown you concerning your babies, about yourself, and how has having them helped you become more of who you should be and who you didn't even know you were?
I think as a mom in general, I, for one, became a protector, and, not only protecting them from outside forces, I've learned to guard myself. Because the thing is, whatever affects me affects them.
That's
and
good.
So I have to be careful what I say, what okay. I listen to, because the youngest is 4. And when I tell you, woo, she repeats everything. When she started talking, I was like, "Ooh, God, okay, got to turn that off." You know, it can be small, but it's right. like, it's so much, it's so big. But we have to guard our hearts and our spirits and be mm-hmm. careful as to what we allow into our environment, because as I said before, it affects everything that we do. Additionally, I've become more fearless. I know you said,
yeah.
You think I, why would I, why yeah. would I?
So not you.
Anxiety. Right. Listen, I've learned to put fear aside as much as I can
mm-hmm.
and realize that it's just kind of, it's a feeling that sometimes doesn't always go away, but I know who, you know, who's greater inside of me. And I just, I'm like, okay, I'll just, with that fear, I'm still going to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, they've made me more fearless because mm. things that I think I didn't do before I had them, mm-hmm. I'm definitely like, oh, you know, and then plus, you know, parenting by itself
yeah.
is fearful.
Okay.
And if I can overcome at this point, I survived 7 okay. years of parenting, I could do anything. Okay. Right.
You need to put that on a t-shirt. I absolutely love it. Listen, one more question before we hit up this break. You have, I don't know how many jingles. I don't even know if you know how many jingles you have at this point. where did the idea of you doing this, the jingle part of what you do come from?
Well, first of all, I've always wanted to do jingles for companies, and that's one of my businesses. If you need a jingle, hit me up. But I have done jingles for insurance companies too. Mm. I just recently did one for actually fine insurance for small businesses. I've done them for boutiques.
Mm.
I've done them for recently a comedian named by the name of Nate Jackson. He's like really big on TikTok. But I did one for him for his tour. So I've been doing it for a long time. But in addition to that, I actually got started more so on the internet. Because, of course, we were in shutdown in yeah. 2020, and I was on Amazon all the time. And so I was just like, it was kind of, I was addicted to it. And I was like, I wonder if anybody else feels the way I do. Right? So I actually, I would get a package at the house that would come. I would open up the package, take my stuff out, and literally jump back on Amazon.com and start looking for something else. And I was just like, why? You know, of course we couldn't go anywhere, but I was just like, I know somebody else has to be dealing with the same experience. So I pinned, anybody else addicted to Amazon? Y'all gonna take all my money. I just got these boxes today. Now I'm back on this side looking for something. Y'all got everything. So that's what started. When I say literally, it just came out of me. I got the Amazon boxes. I sat on the couch and I started singing. I recorded. I posted the next day.
Oh my gosh. Viral. Wow.
And I didn't even realize, because I had not really been posting online like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my friend was like, girl, you were hilarious. I was just doing random things and just right. be singing about my food and stuff. And she's yeah. like, you need to post this on TikTok. And I'm like, all they doing is watching the dancing video. She was like, post it on TikTok. So I recorded that video, sang that song that night. Next morning, I posted it and went viral. And pretty much since then, December 2020, I've been posting these little funny jingles online.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, y'all, man, y'all keep it locked right here. We are hanging out with Shamia Crawford. And you don't want to miss it. You just don't want to miss it. We'll be right back after this break. The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
And we are back. You are tuned into The Fix right here on SiriusXM channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. And we have been cutting up with Shamia Crawford today. Okay. So we're going to get back into this interview. All right, Shamia. So I saw something on your timeline and you said you were a playwright. At some point in time, I wanted to get into this writing thing.
Mm-hmm.
When did you actually know that you were a good writer?
I was in college.
Okay.
And I decided that I wanted to write about the stuff I was seeing in church.
Oh.
And so I wrote, it was called The Church Masquerade, and I put the whole thing together, and like, I don't even remember how much time, but when I get to going, I can't stop. So I typed everything out. I got all my actors, and my dad got behind me. I don't even know that it was promoted. All I know is that 150 seater church was filled to capacity with people that were outside of the membership.
Wow.
And I was like, where did these people come from? And so I was just like, oh my God. And so I think by the time we finished the production, I actually acted in it, but the time we did the curtain call or whatever, mm-hmm. and you know, people gave us a standing ovation, I said, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I know. They laughed. They cried. Like, it was a great prediction it was really about friendship and overcoming and leaning on God. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, it was played by my peers. It was teenagers and early, you know, it was crazy. But we were able to pull it off, and it was such a great production. And so at that point, I knew that I had a gift. My dad actually is a playwright. So he sowed that seed in me. Kind of like, I guess it's in my DNA, if you could say, but he actually was, they call it, I don't know if they still call it alternative schools now, but when we used to live in, Virginia, because I'm from North Carolina, but we used to live in Virginia, and my dad was a school teacher, and he wrote a production for the school he was a music teacher at, and it was like an alternative school for all the, you know, kids that were having issues in, mm-hmm. you know, public school, and they toured with that production. It's called Come a Long Way, and he would have me just sang Mariah Carey's Hero. I was like a baby.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, it was, he sowed the seed in me, and I just knew I could do it. And that was the beginning, like, you know, from me being a part of it to me writing one. And from there, I was just like, I love it. I can't walk away.
Can't get away from
it.
Yeah. You're like, this is it. This is it. So what are some of the most exciting things? I mean, you mentioned the Amazon jingle,
mm-hmm.
but like, what have you gotten to do that you were like, I just couldn't even thought I would be doing this? Like, at all, like, either for this company or, you know, or either for this person or either for this product? Like,
I think every opportunity for me is just like a wow moment, because I never thought that, I'm not gonna say that, but honestly, I did not know that just me being on the internet and being forward and putting myself out there would create opportunities. But I actually, that jingle that I sang, there was a guy, because at the time everybody was singing it, everybody was sampling it, and
they were sampling your jingle.
Yes, they were putting music under it and all this stuff. So time had passed. I mean, it was last year, so it was like 2 years later, and this producer had reached out to me, and he said, "I sampled you," and I was like, "Okay," because as I said, a lot of people had done it. So I'm like, "What song?" I didn't think that it was going to be that one, because time had passed. And so he said, "The Amazon song." And I was like, okay. So I was like, cool. You know, I never push people away or discourage people from, you know, collaborating with me through their mediums. And so I'm thinking probably a month passed, and he sent me a message, and he said, "Universal is going to be reaching out to you." So I was like, okay, cool. But once again, just kind of like, you know, taking it, you know,
okay,
easy.
Right.
And so I got an email, and I was like, oh, this is real.
Oh, hello.
So it's a an artist named by the name of Sip T, and he's signed to Universal Music Group. And they wanted to get clearance for the producer using my voice on the track.
Oh, wow.
And so thankfully, my husband is a Grammy winning producer, and he knows the business very well. And so we were able to talk to a lawyer. Could think of what I was going to say. Got to talk to a lawyer and work out the logistics and make sure I got what I needed. And that was a blessing, because I said, Merry Christmas to me.
Okay.
Oh, you know,
right.
Right. Right. We had a great Christmas Day.
No, you did. Oh, so my goodness.
That for me was just like, okay, because sometimes you don't always see the reward from the things, you know, that you're putting out and, mm-hmm. you know, your consistency and releasing videos or songs or whatever, just for content purposes. So for that to have taken, you know, the time that it did, but it still came back to me.
Wow.
And I was like, thank God for, you know, just doing it. You know?
That's wow. That's good. That's good. That's why you have to just do it and not, you know, worry about it, right. you know, and have any second guesses about the things that you are doing or being led to do. Okay. So what's next for you? Like what's next on your plate?
Okay.
What you about to do? Go ahead.
So I did release I did debut, I'll say, in 2018, a story called, or a musical stage play called Mom's Musical.
Okay.
It was about my journey of motherhood. And I kind of, you know, added some different characters in there to kind of tell the story, but really to just kind of bring together motherhood in general, like, you know, to kind of debunk some ways that community can be, and also bring together all women who have taken on this journey of motherhood, because I found since having children that people can be very judgmental, and it's like we all need encouragement because it gets hard. I talk about postpartum depression and just sisterhood, and even touching on people being judgmental about having a C-section versus natural birth and stuff like that. But it's told through music, all original music by myself.
Wow.
And it's a comedic story. Yeah. So it's, you know, we bring together different women from different walks of life, and it's a great production. We did it. I was 6 months pregnant when I did it first in 2018. So I was a little crazy with a 2-year-old. And I mean, I got my sponsorship. I rehearsed the actors, got the band together, got the venue. We sold out 2 shows. I was not an influencer at the time. And when I tell you, I was just like, there you are, you know?
Wow.
So we are looking to relaunch that this year.
Okay.
Prayerfully. We're still looking for sponsorships. If you want to sponsor us, anybody out there.
There we go.
If you want to sponsor us. I've been like, burning the midnight oil on this one.
But come on now.
Yes, I got that. And I have a song called Qualified that just put out, just letting everybody know that regardless to where you are in your journey in life, you are qualified for whatever God has, you know, skilled and gifted you to do. Go after it with all that you got, because, you know, you have nothing to lose. And I'm just doing everything that I can do, you know, like as far as like being creative and letting no stone be unturned.
Okay.
And there's more to come, you know, you'll see.
I love it.
Some things are still, you know, in the beginning stages, but I'm excited about just, you know, God and what he's blessing me to be able to walk into at this time.
Listen, we're excited too, because we're over here getting entertained. You know, we need good entertainment and clean entertainment and hilarious, you know, videos and things like that. And I love that you have a helpful piece of your ministry. You know what I mean? Out of all the things you do, is there one that you love doing more than the other? Where you're like, no, if I had to just do one all day, every day without getting paid, this is the one I would do.
I am a music theater girl. So it's a combination of the two.
Okay.
Honestly, if I could find a way to like eat and do music theater, like do a music theater production about food. You said not get paid. So
no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Let me eat some good food. Like, I got a song called Food Is My Love Language.
I will listen to that. I was listening to it today. She had like, it was just a big, it was just all kind of food on the first little thing that I clicked on. I was like, she sees me. That's because on the show, I'm always talking about eating something. I ain't got no, you know, that is a love language. I don't know why it's not actually in the 5 love language
they
book.
Need to add
food
it.
Should be Listen. One of the, I said I could get kidnapped by a masked man in a white van with tinted windows if he brought out a donut. You know, like, it's
no.
chocolate, girl. It's chocolate. It's chocolate. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm I'll take a ride. For real. No, I'm with you. Okay. So music theater.
Yes.
And food. I love it.
Oh, I did fail to mention that I'm working on something in the comedy space.
Okay, like what?
Like a little special. I've been doing some recordings with some friends, some different skits and things that I have not posted. I won't be posting online.
Are you holding out?
I'm holding out because this is going to be a part of a bigger picture. I call myself a closet comedian, so I'm working on developing my comedic side professionally. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm working on a little special, I guess if you want to call it that.
And so,
something I'm going to package together and release to the world.
So please let everyone know how we can support you. How everybody can follow you, how they can connect with you, and then introduce whatever it is we're going to play after this interview.
Okay. So you can follow me on Instagram at Shamia, S-H-A-M-E-I-A dot Crawford, spelled just like Crawford. I'm on TikTok sometimes. what is my name? Shamia Crawford. And I'm working on my website, but once you go to Instagram and follow me, you'll see all the links to everything else. My music is in the link in my bio. So if you're looking, just make sure you follow me and you'll see the link in my bio. Just click on that to get to all of my music. I have tons of music out there for everybody. But also the song that you're going to hear is called Qualified. And whatever you're doing in life, whatever you've put aside, procrastinated about, whenever you're feeling low and down and feeling like, I'm not supposed to do this, know that you are qualified for whatever it is God has skilled and gifted you to do. And go get your stuff. You are qualified.
I love it. Shamia Crawford, thank you for stopping by. And everyone, the fix is in.
You need gear to wear that says it so you don't have to sometimes? Head to Holy Culture Store to find merch that represents the kingdom. HolyCultureStore.com.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And happy 4th of July to everybody listening to us today. It's time to get real in them streets. So, it's only right, Dice. 4th of July. Of course, we got to talk about the 4th and what the 4th means to us personally, what it means to us as a country, individually, as a citizen, in our country. And ooh, all this food I can't eat today, Dice. This ain't right. I just feel a certain type of way. Let's talk about that first and foremost. That's a real talk topic for me. All the dishes I can't eat because I'm in this, me and Dice are blessed to be in the celebrity basketball game. This is a situation. This is real. You laughing. This is a real situation. Dice is cool because, she a health nut. So, she always find ways to put something in a juicer or a blender and she can have fun with hers. But It's psychologically, it's doing something to me, Dice. I promise you. It's a baseball steak waiting for me somewhere. It's a real
T-bone steak.
Yeah, T-bone steak. That's what I call T-bone steaks. I call them baseball steaks. When I was a little kid, my dad used to go to the market and get the T-bone steaks, and they were always so big. So I don't know. I used to always call it baseball steak. I don't know. It probably don't make sense to y'all, but it made sense to me. Baseball steak. So yeah, I'm looking forward to I'm gonna get a T-bone and some scrimp on the side. I can't wait. But no, let's talk about it. 4th of July, Dice. Come on, talk about it. What does it mean to you, when you talk about the 4th of July,
Well, I mean, food, first of all. I mean, any holiday, and this is sad to say, I love all the holidays, but the ones with food are just better. I mean, the one where you get to eat is just better. I think the grilling and being outside and hanging with the family and friends, and it's like an all day event till the sun goes down, and then you're kicking it off with the fireworks. And shout out to those of you who live in cities that, people or billionaires or other people they're just buying up the crazy, crazy fireworks with, and they go to the music and you can put your headphones on or play music and it's like a whole vibe. Shout out to all of you. And even just the ones who had the little snakes on the ground with the little firecrackers. I mean, whatever you're doing to celebrate freedom on the 4th of July, congratulations to you. But definitely the food, first of all, Focus. That's it. Yeah. My Uncle Roosevelt, and bless his heart, he's not here anymore. He worked on the railroad, but he would make these burgers with the cheese in it. And I was like,
I couldn't wait till the 4th of July to get a burger with the cheese in it. One, I used to be confused on how you got the cheese in the burger until I got older and I was like, oh, that's how you do that. But man, he just used to make this, man, it's just burger on the grill with the cheese in it, unmatched. Nobody's making that burger.
He put cheese in the middle of the burger
in the instead burger.
Of putting it on the top of it?
Nah, brother, in the burger, inside that joint. So when you bit into it, it was just like hot and bubbly and it was delicious and you were baffled because you're like, please don't disrespect Uncle Roll right now.
I'm not even going to try to do it because that's going to be.
You don't want to try to make it.
Because if I try to make it and I mess around and do it right, that's at least six, seven burgers I'm going to eat.
Let me tell you right now.
That's gluttony right there. That just sounds amazing.
Please don't make me phone a friend right now or my cousin. Nothing is better than you having the cheese in the burger because now I have total freedom to decorate my bun any way I want. For those of you who know, if you decorate that bun with the cheese on top of the burger, sometimes it slip. Sometimes that top bun slide. Sometimes it slip around because of the cheese on top. But let me tell you right now, when the cheese is inside of that burger, now you got two nice toasted buns to put whatever your condiment is up on that thing. Bogus, I'm telling you, if you figure this out, you will never make burgers the same again.
Listen, that's a whole situation. Because see, I'm just thinking in my mind, I would have the cheddar cheese in the middle. Then I would have, because I like Pepper bacon Jack. On top of mine. Yes, and ooh. I would put the bacon, the thick slices of bacon,
ooh, on top.
Two slices on top with the Pepper Jack. And then I don't even want no. Yeah, don't. I don't need nothing else.
Condiments.
No. Because I got enough cheese and I got enough flavor from the bacon. This thing and my burgers medium well. I like them juicy anyway. So like, listen, give me a soda and get out of my way. And that's what I'm saying. That'd be a whole. My wife would be asking me like, why you ain't bringing no burgers in? I done ate about six of them off the grill. Because yeah, I like mine fresh off the grill right there. And my wife's big on this too as well.
Nothing I promise better.
You. My wife I'll come wait. And get meat off the grill while I'm cooking. I said, baby, that ain't done. She said, this one done.
This one done.
She put a finger in it. She said, this one right here done. I'm going to get this one. So I can just imagine a juicy burger that already has cheese in the middle of it. Then you layer that thing again with another piece of cheese and some bacon on top of it. Oh, that's
telling. It's unbelievable.
Y'all pray for us.
Unbelievable. So yeah, definitely the food, you know. I mean, that's just, and in a black hot dog. And here's the thing. I love it because all these things are, you can have all these things from a vegan standpoint now, but it still ain't changed how I like my food cooked. Like you said, a medium on the burger. And then I need my hot dog. I need it burnt. I mean, I don't, y'all can keep y'all undone. Unblackened hot dogs, but I need a little crisp. I need a little crunch. I need on that skin. Like, and I'm good with the black. You know, it's funny because when you're a kid, you turn your nose up at that. But I think it's an adult thing. You like, no. Y'all don't even know what y'all missing. Give me the one, you know, give me that blackened one. I want that. The one busting open. Give me that one. That's the one I want. So yeah, definitely about the food.
When I think about the food now too as well, I'm thinking of favorite dishes. So one thing we always look forward to on the 4th of July, my wife, she does this banana pudding. That's amazing. And shouts out to her because I'm praying that I don't tiptoe through the store today and just go
don't
ahead
you do
and just because if I tiptoe through the store and don't I just leave the stuff don't on the tiptoe. Table, it's magic nope. that happens. It's magic that happens. if I just can put the bag on the table. And she's, what's this? Oh, you want this work, huh? I do. Please make that work. Please make that work. But no, that is my favorite. That is one of my favorite desserts. That and red velvet cake. Let's be very. I love red velvet cake too as well. Cake.
You know, it was just wrong.
Because I know that little kid inside you was screaming cake, cake. We want cake.
I know. I know. I was like, man, I was good in this conversation until you brought that up. But,
What's your favorite cake? Favorite cake to eat, 4th of July?
Cake.
You don't have a favorite. Just as long as it's a cake there.
When you said cake, my brain was like, what? It's like,
cake. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my my favorite flavor.
You don't have a favorite cake. Like, if you had one cake to
my
pick.
My favorite cake. No, I already told you. My favorite cake is wedding cake. You know, because wedding cakes are made very different than regular cake. Now, my favorite cake is wedding cake. Now, if you get married on the 4th of July, I'm coming to your wedding instead of our picnic because I want the cake. The wedding cakes, they just hit different. Like, because there's so much time put in and the ingredients are different. Like, people put in luxury in cake on a wedding cake. But, you know, I'd say definitely, it'd be all my grandma's cake. Coconut, pineapple upside down, red velvet, and then my aunt Gwen makes the killer German chocolate. No, you're not touching her German chocolate. I don't. She be in there taking and shredding the chocolate, like it's shredding the coconut. Like everything is from scratch. You know, like she's not doing anything. Not for, you ain't a box cake. Don't give me no box cake on the 4th. Don't give me a box cake on any holiday. Like if that's your thing, God bless you. Whatever. But if you can make a cake from scratch, me and you would be best friends for the rest of your life. I'll pay you for the cake. I'll pay you for the cake. Hey, mama, can you just make me, like, I will ask your auntie, your grandma, whoever, please, please, just begging, please make me a cake. I don't know. I have an affinity for home cooked food. That's why I'm like 4th of July when I know people are putting in the time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, New Year's, like all those holidays, they just different to me. They just different because I think people put more love into the food, you know? And so, cake. Anything that, cake. What kind of cake is cake? What about you on the cake? You got a favorite? I don't. I'm just cake.
Yeah, I do have a favorite. Like I said, I think red velvet is my favorite. The next would be German chocolate. But well,
talk about that. Talk about the red velvet and how people don't know what's in the cake. Because there's some ignorant people out here talking about, I don't like chocolate.
Is this food coloring? Like, what are we doing? It's chocolate cake with food coloring.
It's chocolate and vanilla mixed together. Yeah. And people don't know. And they're swearing, I don't like chocolate. That's why I don't eat. I'm like, but you eat red velvet cake, though. You do like chocolate.
Yeah.
You love chocolate because you eat red velvet. Okay, go ahead. So you said red velvet with the cream cheese frosting?
Mm-mm-mm. Yes. And the pecans. Don't play with it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you gotta slice some pecans up and put on it, and it's amazing. Pecans. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And then the favorite dishes, let's be very clear. Mm. Oh, we talked about burgers, but yes, 4th is the one that we always cook ribs. I always look forward to ribs. Mm. I know you don't eat ribs, but I look forward to some baby backs. Okay. I like baby back ribs. We smoke them jokers, and they come out amazing. And right next to them ribs, we're looking for some mac and cheese and some greens. We usually just do the mac and cheese, the greens, and my wife get fancy. She make that hot water bread, that hot water cornbread, and it's amazing. So yeah, that's the meal. That's usually our jam when we talk about what we jamming on for 4th of July.
Oh yeah,
some ribs, some mac and cheese, and some greens. And yes, usually it's usually banana pudding, but every now and then we get a red velvet cake or a German chocolate cake. But for the most part, yeah, I look forward to that banana pudding because I give me a couple bowls of that banana pudding. And listen, itis come. You get the scratching, you get the leaning back.
Nap
That's
time.
That itis.
Got to go lay down. I feel that. Yep. I feel that. Like the family and friends aspect of 4th of July is fantastic. I love it. And then you put food on it. I mean, you can't beat it.
No, you can't beat it. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, happy 4th of July to you again, good people. We got to go to a quick break. We coming back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Happy 4th of July to all our good people again today. I know y'all just waking up, and I know for the real cooking mamas, y'all didn't have that food on since last night if y'all just started getting ready to cook today. I know a lot of people cooked over the weekend. I know a lot of people probably already got it on over the weekend, but I know a lot of people just like to wait on the day. And I remember when my mom was prepping and my grandma was prepping food, like, yeah, the night before, it was prep city. So that way 5, 6 o'clock in the morning with them beans and them greens and mac and cheese and everything needed to be put on. It was like, it was already seasoned. It was already ready in the pot, ready to go throw in the oven. So yeah, definitely, once again, happy 4th of July to everybody. We know the 4th of July celebrates the adapting of the Declaration of Independence by Congress on July 4th, 1776. The document begins with Thomas Jefferson's famous words, "We hold these things to be truth and self-evident, that all men are created equal, that all men endowed by their creator, which is God, with certain inevitable rights, that among them they should have life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness." So, yeah, I brought that up, Dice, because, listen, this has always been at the forefront. The 4th of July has always been a reminder that, and we always recognize God as being the creator over the world. But I feel like, I don't know, I think we've gotten away from some of this when you talk about everybody acknowledging, you know, one nation under God and all the spiritual beliefs. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like we can kind of, yeah, we eliminated the Pledge of Allegiance out of school systems. We eliminated prayer. We eliminated some of these things that the country was founded on. And I don't know. Do you think we in a good place with it or without it?
Oh, Lord. I mean, we're still holding. We're still holding. And, you know, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. I think it's unfortunate we've had to let some things go that were staples in our community. But a lot of them are still staples, maybe things we don't do, you know, in different public arenas, but we still, obviously, we're still praying. We're still, you know, some people are still using the Pledge of Allegiance, even though, you know, some people aren't. But as far as the 4th of July goes, I was like, was Britain just trying to take over the world? Because that's why we have the 4th of July. I was like, I just realized once again, like, our Independence Day that we celebrate is so funny. Like, we were celebrating from Britain, but we was a part of that though. But it was like Congress voted to be like, yeah, we want to be separate over here in the United. Okay. We united, but separate. Y'all do what y'all do. And the fact that the fireworks we use, you know, we got that from China. So shout out to all the Chinese, because we wouldn't even have all these cute fireworks if we didn't know you, you know? So I don't know. I love it. I love it. I love our independence. I love that we try to have some sense of freedom in America. Obviously, you know, we got to follow the laws of the land, as the Bible is very clear. But I love it. I love our freedom. I think some people have too much freedom. And put it like that. You know what I'm saying? They take their independence a little too far. But hey, everybody has the same amount of freedom technically over here. So I don't know, man, but I'm here for the celebration part of it and just the remembrance part of it and the appreciative part of it. Like, yeah, we are free, not under that type of rule. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad we are free. I think some people take, like you say, too much advantage of their freedom, but that's just how we see it from a biblical standpoint and being believers, just being honest. I think there still should be a sense of some type of, with that freedom, there should be a responsibility to be responsible. So I think that's it. But what's your favorite game? Do you and your family, do y'all have board games, card games that you kind of do while you're hanging out?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
I always card game space. Please don't sit down if you can't play. 4th of July, you know, this is, you could either become a member of our family or lose your whole membership card on this day. So, especially with my people, cause you know, they be drinking. So they, listen, you will get your feelings hurt if you sat down at a table and you weren't supposed to sat down at, so choose wisely. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's very reminiscent of the Bible. Choose this day whom you about to serve. Cause if you don't know about serving up these cards at this table, you gonna learn real fast what your new name is.
Let's be very clear.
It's relentless.
Mine too. No, we don't play about cards. And I have family members that we shoot pool too as well. We play backgammon. But yeah, spades and BOS, let's be very clear. One, you can't even sit down if you don't have a partner. We don't play that I got winners. No, you have to have a teammate to have winners. Lord. Ain't no you just show up and can I get next? No. Because we ain't playing with no off-brand person. I'm just being, I got to play with my partner. My partner know how to play with me. My partner got a sense of what I'm going to play. I got a sense of what my partner going to play. I ain't got time to figure nobody out because we play for keeps around our way. So, yes.
Mercy.
We've run people away. We've made people cry. It's personal. It's very personal. And the trash talk. So, people think people talk trash in, like, basketball. I would argue there's more trash talk talked in spades and bidwist when you playing cards. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. I mean, mamas is talked about. If you ain't got thick skin, you probably can't sit down. Cause some of my uncles and stuff, they be like, "Did your mama teach you anything? did your mama?" And it throw you off guard because you ain't expecting for it to come. But like, did you listen to any of your mama's teaching? Come around this corner like that. And while they throwing it, come around this corner like that, like you going to put that little card down there, charity card. This ain't outreach. So, yes, the trash talking. It's funny because I look forward to it because everybody can kind of unwind. People, just kind of hang out. It's just a different family environment. That's why I was questioning. Shouts out. We had, we had Pastor Dietrich Haddon and his wife. First lady on, a couple months ago, it ain't that long, maybe about a month ago, we had them on. And, absolutely, I get it. Everybody was questioning her, kind of dancing, dropping it down on a pastor that you had. But I was like, if you would have been to some of our family functions, this is regular things. So, we have our times for cards. But then, somebody, whether it be me or somebody at a family function, going to turn that music up and going to say Soul Train line. And we all get up and dance. Even the little kids, everybody get up and dance. Okay. But the Soul Train line opens up the dance floor. So from there, the music mix is going. So you got all, and once again, everybody there is predominantly, I would say 95% is married. So we out there, we hand dancing, we slow dancing, we dancing with our significant others to regular music. And yes, when the atomic dog comes on, ain't nobody got their back that ain't hunched over. Yeah. I don't know who these people is that do these dances. It's called the Atomic Dog. So, I feel how you want to. It's called the dog. What are we talking about? So that's why I said, when they went viral, because it was a big uproar that a pastor and the first lady who married and they celebrating his 50th birthday party. It's a problem. Oh, yeah. I was like, come on. Yeah. Don't come to my family functions because you're gonna say DJ Focus ain't a deacon, he ain't really a man of God, go ahead, so talk about me all you want. Once again, when you take that video and that picture, who was in front of me dancing? No, it wasn't Shakresha down the street, it wasn't Tasha from LA. No, that's my wife, 28 years young, 23 years married. What we talking about? ain't went nowhere. Gonna stay right through that one until God called me home.
I love it. I'm glad you brought up dancing because music is a huge part of the 4th of July where I'm from. Like, the music got to be on point. And here's the thing. We're not playing all new music. You have to play the old hits. Like you said, Atomic Dog, We Are Family, you can go down the list of like the older artists.
Marvin Gaye, got to give it up.
Tina Marie. You got to play all the old school favorites. And that's just a part. I don't know if everybody does this in 4th of July. I just thought about it. But in our culture, we playing all the old music from the 70s. That's just, it is what it is. I think we stuck in the 70s on 4th of July in our community. And I'm good with it.
It's timeless music. That's why.
I'm good with it.
Motown and all the music that was made then. Stop it.
Yeah. That's what's up.
That's what's up. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Happy 4th of July to everybody. Listen, let's go to a music break. We're coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And we appreciate y'all, waking up with us this morning. Listen, I'm telling you, all the all the bid whist and spade players, listen, don't be cheating. Go get some real, some new deck of cards. No, no, I have an issue when holidays come around and I don't see fresh Bumblebee. Bumblebee, too. Don't play with it. Buy the Bumblebee cards. If I don't see the gold strip where it's fresh, I feel like you rigged something. So don't be coming with them dummy cards on the holiday. You know how y'all do it, Dice.
Not me. We coming fresh. And shout out to the fresh card buyers. Even my husband bought his mom, my mother-in-law, the waterproof Bumblebees. So get your whole life together. For those of you who got drinks at the table, you know, you got the red cups. I don't know what y'all put in your cups. We just got, you know, non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic.
Leaning them.
But yeah, no, we anted up. He even got her the gold ones. They black with gold. They fire, bro. So I was like it's the whole vibe. And you write about them cards. We don't want the sticky cards or where the corners are bent. Right. And we know what card is which. Yeah, that's foul. Yeah, y'all need to throw them out. Just throw all of them out.
I just seen the jokers put decks together and stuff. I'm like, what is this? Yeah, I say, y'all jokers don't play cards for real over here. I can't sit down with y'all. Y'all can get my blood pressure all up and get me into some trouble. I ain't got time for that. No, but yeah, see what I'm saying?
Dirty. Dice brought up.
Yeah, they missed it. They listen, cheaters. That's what they're cheaters. That's what they do. Cheaters.
That's funny.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody be safe, though, for all my communion drinkers. Please be safe. Be responsible. Remember, you still represent the body, so still be responsible for my communion drinkers today. Listen, how good was Shamia coming through this morning?
She's just wonderful. I mean, it's such a gift to know all of these artists, but she's just one of those where you're like, man, I love her story and how she blew up focused just doing what she did every day. I mean, so telling the story, she went viral for creating an Amazon video. Literally those who were addicted to Amazon during COVID. And the fact she's a singer. So she's just making jingles and stuff. And then, she said, man, I just was going to get package after package, realizing that I was addicted, and I'd get a package and then I'd order another package. And she said, I just sat on the couch and just sang a song about my addiction to Amazon. And literally her just being real, that's what blew her up. And I'm like, I think people search a little too hard to try to blow up and be this thing. And it's like, just do what you do naturally. Just be you. Like, God made you, you. God made her funny like that. You singy like that, you know, transparent like that. And that's what worked. That's the call she got from the record label, you know, to be used as a sample. So it's just like, man, you would think you would work really hard to contact this record label and have a perfect song for them. And no, that ain't how God worked. God go all around. He's like, I need you to just be you. So I just love the fact she shared that story today amongst many, many other things. And for those of you who missed it, you know, y'all need to be downloading the apps and listening tomorrow even, and just, you know, rewinding. Or just how about this? Tuning in when we come on. How about that? Amen.
Wake up with us.
Wake up with us, because we got some good stuff.
Not only good stuff, we up. Come on, wake up. Yeah, come on. Get up early and pray a little bit and come on, get some of this motivation.
That's right. And this music. Out there.
Yeah, and this music. Listen, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Listen, enjoy the rest of your 4th of July. I promise you, everybody, please be safe. You know, all my firework poppers, please make sure if you're popping fireworks, if your kids is involved, please be around your kids. Don't walk away from your kids. Fireworks are too dangerous. I know you think sparklers can't hurt nobody. They can.
Well, no, that's how I burnt my fingers, you know.
I know.
Three fingers on a jumbo sparkler. Just my cousin, he got nervous when he lit the sparkler and let it go, and it just laid there bright red right across my knuckles, and that's why they're white to this day. So no, a sparkler will jack you up.
I hear it every year. That's why I always bring it up. The smallest. They're okay. They can play with the sparkler. No. Stand right there with your kid so you can take it out of their hand before we get to the end.
Right.
Okay, that's it, Johnny. Give me that.
Yeah, we done. Yep.
Yeah. But go out and be safe today. Enjoy family. Love on family. Continue to show the love of Christ. As always, we'll be back in the morning. New spiritual detox, as well as a exclusive Real Talk conversation. Oh, it's going to be off the hook tomorrow. I promise you. The Real Talk Conversation Dice, we want to talk about tomorrow. You might as well tweet somebody now, because it's going to be off the chain. Mm-hmm. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ should always be your answer. Kingdom evangelism should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.